Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
We got a great 3 hours planned for you. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, it's all on tap. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. We got Mike Heller, who's the host of Fox Sports 1070 in Madison, Wisconsin, coming up at the bottom of the hour. And I said Wisconsin. So you know that means he can answer our questions about Aaron Rodgers and also the Milwaukee Bucks, who are coming off two big wins, back-to-back wins over the Brooklyn Nets. So that'll be great, a great interview that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. So keep it locked for that. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What up, brother?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I am great, man. I'm good. I got no complaints. I got no complaints. How you feeling? Yesterday you were a little under the weather.
Yeah, I wasn't under the weather, but maybe a little fatigued, I guess, after the second shot. I think that probably was the right term, you know what I mean? Not as much energy, but today has been a very busy day, and I got a lot of stuff accomplished, so I'm feeling
just fine. You feel back to normal?
Yeah, just fine. I feel good. Probably after a good night's sleep tonight, you know what I mean? That'll be it. So thank God. I'm very thankful because a lot of people warned me and told me about how sick they got or whatever was going on. And I don't know, Chris, it's been more than 24 hours, but I don't want to jinx it or put it out there. But so far, I'm feeling fine. So, you know, if you go out there and get vaccinated, I feel better that I'm vaccinated. And, you know, I just do. And somehow, knock on wood, this whole thing came and went, Chris. And, you know, with so many people coming down with it, and somehow, remember, I was on that cruise ship.
I know.
Before this thing started. And
you were salty with the show.
I was very salty.
But
and
you,
I had
you,
a right
you
to
understood
be,
now.
But my only thing is, it's typical, though. You know, like I was like ostracized, like I had the leprosy.
No,
or
you
something.
Weren't ostracized.
Yes, I was. That's
we
what
had,
I,
we had, yeah. No, none of us are in the studio.
That's what
you didn't get
I'm just
done anything
you,
differently
and
than now.
Thank God. I went through the whole year and plus. And I didn't have it, and thank God. I just feel good.
Well, thank God is right, because it's a Worship Wednesday, Rob Parker. So DJ Alex Teicher on the ones and twos giving us the beats, and super producer Rob G in the house. And on the update, you heard him earlier. I can't believe the verb he used. Brain farting. That's what he said. So I don't know. I guess it's a different. I was wondering, is that allowed? I don't know. It's a different day. When we came up, you couldn't say that, could you?
You're fired.
Not at all. And I just couldn't imagine like a stellar Hall of Fame type broadcaster like Steve DeSager.
He is stellar and he's on his way.
I just he's wouldn't
on, he's
imagine it.
Brian Finley is stellar and on his way.
Brian
that's right.
Finley
that's my
just
man.
Got eliminated from
he
any
had a brain fart when he said brain farting.
after uttering those words on national radio. You know how many parents had to let go of the wheel to cover their kid's ear when they heard that?
On that note, let's get into it, Rob Parker. Last night, I mentioned it earlier, the Milwaukee Bucks have beaten the Brooklyn Nets back-to-back games. Now, this is Brooklyn light because it's Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, but no James Harden. So you got to keep that in mind. Here's what I got to say about it, Rob. I picked the Nets. Before they got James Harden, I did not pick them to win the championship. But once they got James Harden, and obviously he was playing great, I picked them to win it. I'm here to say right now, I assume James Harden will play and play through the playoffs and play every game and fine. Hopefully that's the case. If James Harden is not healthy, the Brooklyn Nets cannot win the championship. Can't. They might, probably won't even win the East without James Harden. But they can't win it all without James Harden. With him, I got him. And here's the thing. James Harden, Rob, you saw how great he was playing. He's a facilitator. He was the one getting everybody the ball in the right spot. And while Kevin Durant is awesome and historically great, and Kyrie Irving is awesome and I believe on his way to the Hall of Fame, neither of them's a terrific facilitator. And that's their problem when they don't have Harden. Rob, this isn't a prisoner of the moment. This isn't based on these last two games. They're 7-8 with those two without James Harden. They're 7-8 when they have Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant playing, but no James Harden. In fact, the Nets as a whole are 9-10 without James Harden. They're 27-7 with, or they're around 500 with James Harden. They're 27-7 with him. So I just think that dude is critical. When you got that much talent, you need somebody to get to spread the wealth, get everybody the ball in the right place, and that is James Harden. So he's got to be healthy for them to win the championship.
Yeah, I hear you, but I'm not buying into that. I picked the Nets before the trade. I think, yes, we could take a look at them and look at the regular season as we've done before. James Harden has had spectacular regular seasons, but not so much when it matters in bigger games. Kevin Durant has been big time in big time games. And Kyrie has also been a guy who's played well. So the game changes. Milwaukee has had great regular seasons for years now with Giannis, but things change when you get in the postseason. So I'm not going to take a look and say they can't win or because of what they've done in the regular season. I look at those guys as seasoned vets who have been there in big moments, big time. And I think that ultimately, sure, would the road be easier with James Harden? Absolutely, Chris. I get your point. But I'm not going to write them off as if they don't have those two don't have a shot at winning in a playoff. I like their supporting cast. I like what they've done all year long with players, the stars in and out of games. And they won at a ridiculous clip, with Harden out. With KD out.
With Harden out.
No, I'm just saying.
They haven't won at a clip with
Harden out. Yeah, but they were winning recently before that. I mean, they won a couple of big games even though Harden wasn't playing. My point is that I'm not going to write them off from regular season play, especially when the guy you're talking about coming hasn't performed greatly in the postseason. I'm not saying he's going to be in a different role. He won't be the lead guy, so obviously things change. Would their road be easier? Yes. But I like the team that they had put together before, and obviously Harden's a piece of that. I expect Harden to play. I think they're just going to hold him out as long as they can and just wait for the season. And it becomes an arms race. It becomes who has enough firepower in this league, and we'll see. I believe the Nets do, and I like a lot of their supporting players as well. Who do you leave open? And it might be that they just have to outscore you to win. And I'm going to put my money on the Nets. I'm still picking them. When those two first teamed up, I tweeted out, I thought the Clippers would win the first year, and I thought the Nets would. I love those two together. And even if they would have won these two games against Milwaukee, I'm not so sure that anybody's going to endorse them and say that they're going to win because, Chris, they are trying to do something that normally doesn't happen in the first year. So I get that, and right. A reservation. So I understand where you might have reservations. But I'm going to bet on Kyrie, and I'm going to bet on KD in this situation.
Yeah, and look, we've talked about it. I mean, even with Harden involved, they played seven games together. So that's there. But I think the way he can facilitate and run the offense, now, Chris, I'm willing to give them, even without the time together, I'm willing to say they can win it all because those three are so good. But the thing about Kyrie, and where I disagree is, Kyrie and Durant have had big moments in the playoffs, but it's always been big moments when there was somebody facilitating for him. Like Kyrie hit arguably the greatest shot in NBA history, but LeBron James was the facilitator. LeBron James ran the offense. LeBron James made sure everything was clicking and working. And Kyrie just had to make shots, which is what he does as well as just about anybody. But if he's got to run the show, we saw what happened in Boston. They got beaten five by Milwaukee, and Kyrie didn't have a great series. 9 points one game, 15 points the next.
Yeah,
shot under 40% four of the five games.
Had big moments or averaged 28 points in the finals against the Warriors.
Not as a lead guy.
He's
not
going to be the lead. Kevin Durant is the best player.
Durant's not running the offense.
No, but he's the best player.
Who's running the offense? Yeah, but he's not facilitating. He's not setting Kyrie up.
Yeah,
he'll try, but he can't. That's not his strength.
Yeah, but
and that's not Kyrie's strength.
But the difference is when you talk about that team, is they had other pieces that they gave up for Harden. So, of course, you can't say – I mean, of course you're going to say that without Harden because you gave up a bulk of your team, those other pieces that go with
it. Yeah, but they added Blake Griffin. I mean, that's water under the bridge now.
Yeah, but I'm saying you can't look at the team – I'm talking about you can't look at the team without Harden. But if you do – You're saying that. So you're saying if he misses any games, they can't win.
No, I mean the entire thing.
I mean, what are you saying?
Yeah, if he's out, I mean, obviously they can withstand him. If they're up 3-0 in a series and he has to sit, fine. But I'm saying, I don't think this is the case, right? Well, I guess none of us know. But if he's out, like if he can't play in the playoffs, and Kevin Durant's hamstring injury kept him out, 6 weeks? They thought it would be 2 games. So Harden's been out, came back, tried it, had to sit out again. So, yeah, I'm saying if he can't play in the playoffs, or maybe he's in and out and it's choppy and he's 10 minutes he can play, but he's got to come out, now it's bothering him. Stuff like that. If he's not available generally, they won't win it. Because they need that. And Kevin Durant's had some tough moments, too. Remember, he's the one, he gave up a 3-1 lead to the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Finals in 2016.
Yeah, but he's done better since then. And
that's fine,
the MVP,
but I'm just saying, Harden's had his moments, too. Harden's had his moments, too. I mean, Kevin Durant was not good in those three games they lost.
He's never won.
He's never had the Golden State Warriors of Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green with him either. And he actually had that team down. And then his running mate, Chris Paul, got hurt. So I'm not trying to excuse Harden's struggles because he's had a few. But it's not like every time he gets in a big moment, he wets the bed. That's all I'm saying.
I didn't say that. I just said –
because I'm saying Kyrie is – wet the bed, too, and so is Durant.
I'm just telling you, I'm expecting Kevin Durant to be the finals MVP when it's all said and done. That's what I expect. So we'll see.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Can the Brooklyn Nets win it all without James Harden? I say no. In fact, I say no way, no how. And Rob Parker says, yes, yes way, yes how. What say you? Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we're brought to you by AutoZone. If you're dealing with a dead battery, that is the place to go, folks. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like battery testing for free, battery charging for free. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to AutoZone. Trust the brother. I've been there. I love it. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. We threw it out there. I don't think the Nets can win a championship this year without James Harden. Rob thinks they can't, you know, assuming they have KD and Kyrie. Rob thinks those two can get it done.
So if LeBron doesn't play for the Lakers or Kyrie,
well, obviously doesn't, they can win it without Kyrie.
No, I'm asking. No,
yeah, they can win it without Kyrie.
Not Kyrie
and Harden and Durant could win it.
No, this is here's my question to you.
If you're gonna ask me if the Lakers can win it without LeBron,
I'm asking you, can the Nets win if Kawhi doesn't play for the Clippers because of injury, and LeBron doesn't play? I'm asking you, could they win a championship if those two guys were missing from those two teams?
I mean, if all the other stars in the league get hurt, if Embiid's hurt, I don't think they'd come out of the East.
Okay, then that's
so
that's different.
I don't think
okay,
they'd come
so
out of the East.
That's what I'm asking you. Okay,
I mean, but yeah, if Joel Embiid's hurt and Giannis is hurt, sure.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
But I'm talking about generally with other teams.
Okay, that's what I'm just asking a question. Dre in Michigan, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Man, what it do, people? Long time.
Yes,
what
how
it
are
look
you?
Like?
Hey, it looking real good.
Is
hey,
it
Rob,
snowing in
I
Michigan? What's the deal? Is it? What's the weather like?
Man, it's a little chilly, 55
yeah.
degrees.
Oh, man. Are you in Detroit?
I'm in Belleville, same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. The sun don't shine no bright over here. So, hey, Rob, I got a question for you right quick. You said wasn't no black people ever in Mayberry. One black person was on that show. Do you know who it is?
No.
I shudder to think what his role was.
No, but I can't. I've watched that show for 40 years. I've never seen a black person in Mayberry.
It was, and you won't believe who it was. O.J.
Sammy
Simpson.
Davis?
O.J. Simpson?
O.J. Simpson.
Wait, he
wasn't on that show.
Fathom.
He must have been on Mayberry RFD. He was not on the original.
Yeah, because Andy Griffith, when did that show end? That ended like the 60s, right?
No, but he was the only one in Mayberry. Maybe it was the second iteration of it, but he was with Andy Griffith on the show. Yes, trust me. Look it up.
Andy Griffith. Okay. I mean, it must have been later. Because it had to be
Chris,
later.
I'm going to sit here right there. You know I know television. I don't
I know.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Rob over
I'm going to look it up. But
I want some flip-flops if when I'm right. I want some
flip-flops.
All right,
go ahead. I'll tell you.
All right, so what you got on the Nets?
Oh, with the Nets, I don't think they can win without them because they just become another good team. You know, now if you want to add all those stipulations Rob was talking about, yeah, they might be able to. But when you talk about just the way teams are constructed, not everybody healthy, I don't think they'd be able to do it because James Harden, like you said, he's the facilitator. He's the one that makes that difference between them.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, bro. I'm with you on that.
I just think James Harden makes it easier. All right, Tim in Indiana, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, Rob and Chris?
What's up, brother? How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Well, I've got three reasons why the Nets can't do it without Harden. Number one, they don't play defense. The Lakers could do it, they play defense. We've seen that just the other night. Number two,
Harden's not necessarily going to strengthen the defense, but they're going to score more with him. That kind of your thinking?
Correct.
Yeah.
And then number two, that's more of a D'Antoni offense, and those teams have never been really successful in the playoffs to win a championship. And
that's true.
Well, really, that's right there. We can just end it right there. I just don't think they're going to stand up because it's just not conducive to playoff basketball. The Lakers, on the other hand.
Now, with all three of them healthy, do you think they'll win it?
I think they would have a chance, but I would put my money more on seeing the Lakers without one of their two stars having a chance.
Stop.
Lakers can't win it without one of those two.
Right. That's where you lose me right there.
Right.
There's no way. If Anthony Davis or LeBron's not playing, that they're winning the championship.
There's no way.
I'm sorry, Tim.
They will not get out of the West, and it'll be ugly the way they get bounced.
It'll be absolutely, Chris.
LeBron might be able to make them be okay, but they wouldn't win it. Yeah, they wouldn't win the West.
No. Jordan in Atlanta, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jordan?
Cool. Thanks for having me. Love the show.
Thank you, buddy.
I think I agree with Chris a little bit more. Usually I agree with Rob, but I'm going to have to go with Chris on this one. I think that they just can't win it without Harden. I wasn't really a fan before he got to Brooklyn, but I just feel like he adds so much to this team. The playmaking, the scoring. And I do think he helps a little bit on defense, not too much. But
he plays hard. I mean, he's not great, but he plays hard, yeah, defensively.
Right. He gives them effort. Yeah. And
right.
I think, like you said, it would take pressure off of Kyrie. So he can just be the scorer and not the facilitator, because he didn't really do well in Boston. They got farther without him. So
how they doing now?
Right.
I mean, you're right. I'm not a fan.
No,
of
I mean everybody was like addition by subtraction.
I don't think Kyrie would be changing that.
No, but I'm just saying. But people were like addition by subtraction. They haven't fared that well without him either.
I definitely agree.
All right, appreciate the call and the support. Thank you. How about Drew in New Jersey? What exit? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What up, Chris? What up, Rob?
What's up,
Drew?
Man?
All right. So I want to just foreshadow.
What did you? He said, "What exit?
Said
what exit?
What exit?"
I'm from Basking Ridge.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's like by like Bridgewater area, Somerset
yep.
County. Yeah. But
all right, so,
Rob, do you remember when you said, "Don't worry, we're going to get Andre. The Nets are going to sign Andre Drummond. He's going to fix all the big problems."
I never said, don't worry. I never said that.
But you did say it, though.
No, I didn't say don't worry. I said they have a chance at getting them.
Solution.
Yeah, anyway, go ahead. Your point.
And I think what they're having issues is they're having issues with bigs. They're having issues mainly in interior defense, and I don't think Blake Griffin solves that. Kevin Durant, kind of, but I don't see it. I don't see it, especially without James Harden. I don't think James Harden fixes their defense either. So
he doesn't so much fix their defense. I do agree with the previous caller that his effort will help on that end, but they will just outscore you. They're going to score more. It's going to be easier for Durant and Kyrie, and obviously Harden's going to get his, and it's easier for everybody else. And I actually think, look, DeAndre Jordan is okay still as a big defender. I actually thought this is going to sound crazy because Giannis had 49. I didn't hate his effort against Giannis on Sunday. I mean, Giannis was just hitting threes. He hit the most threes of the season that he's ever hit. So if Giannis is going to hit 50% from three on 4 of 8 shooting from three, they may not lose to anybody.
Exactly.
Right?
You just gotta tip your cap to that when he's knocking them down in that fashion.
Absolutely.
I did Google it, Chris. It says that there was one black person who had a speaking role, but it's not O.J. Simpson, like I said. I knew that couldn't be right. Some guy named Rockne Tarkington?
Tarkington?
Tarkington. Yeah.
So when that was in the 50s. I shudder to think what the role was.
Yeah, it said he had a
you know what I'm saying?
It said he had a speaking role. It says was also first credited actor to appear and the only African American on the show to ever have a speaking part. I told you this before, real quick. Perry Mason, Chris, if you could believe this, had a black judge. Now you remember when that show was in the
60s, yeah, that 60s, was in the right? 60s, right?
50s
yeah.
and 60s. They had a black judge. But wow. Imagine the judge never spoke though. He never uttered a word, but he
right.
was on camera. He was a judge. And remember, set in LA, right? So
wow.
it wasn't impossible, but they had
right.
Google the episode, guys. You should see it. There's a black judge, but he has no lines in the show.
All right. We're gonna get to Mike Heller in Madison, Wisconsin, radio personality there on Fox Sports. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest, I can't wait to talk to him. He's a host of Fox Sports 1070 in Madison, Wisconsin. That's right, Green Bay. Mike Heller. Mike, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's up, Mike?
Hi, boys. How are you?
Hey,
we are great.
Before we get to Aaron Rodgers, quick, our buddy works there in Madison, Wisconsin. George Smith, who's on the news. What channel is he on?
Channel 27. We talked about Georgia last time.
That's right.
We visited. Yeah. Yes. No, good dude. Yeah, absolutely. Channel.
I went to college with George. Yep. At
and
Oberlin
George
college.
And I went to Columbia J School. So whenever we talk to you in Madison, Wisconsin, we always got to give a shout out to George Smith.
All right,
yeah,
let's
he
get
says
to
he out academic to you guys. He said he out academic both of you.
Yeah, hey, definitely me.
I did
definitely
have a 3.0. I graduated with a 3.0 undergrad, so I don't all know. Right. But George was smart. But anyway, let's get to it. Okay, in Wisconsin, are people taking sides? And if so, whose side are they on? Aaron's or the Packers?
Yeah, the tide turned drastically a week ago. Well, 6 days ago, last Thursday. And it turned against Aaron. I think until then, people were looking at the Packers and saying, how in the world have you not found a way to restructure or to do something to spend some money and to free up money in the cap room so they could have done some things in free agency? And they hung all of that on the organization. And then when everything came out last Thursday, I think quickly fans turned against Aaron. In this, and I would say, shoot, I ran a poll today saying, wondering if on Aaron talking about being disappointed when he sort of visited with Tirico Saturday at the Kentucky Derby, but right. not on camera. And, right. and Tirico characterized it as Aaron is very disappointed that the news is out about his rift with the Packers. 85%, well, it was 83% of our listeners said that they don't believe that this was all planned.
They think he leaked it. Right.
Yeah, they think he leaked it. And that's not good, man. I mean, this fan base, very blue collar, and they're getting the sense that Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to be here. And this blue collar fan base has turned very strongly against the Hall of Fame quarterback.
All right, so they wouldn't welcome him back to play for their team next year?
Right. Are they to the
no,
point
I
of
think
good
they
riddance?
Would.
Of course they would.
No,
they want to
would.
Win, right.
I think it's his stance right now that where he's dug his feet in and he says, I'm not coming back. If they don't trade me, I'm just not coming back. That's the sense that the fans have. Whether that's real or not, I think it is. I mean, everybody I've talked to believes that the chance that Aaron Rodgers returns to play this season with the Packers is close to zero. Well, that would be on Aaron because the reports are also out there that even though they didn't initially do it, the Packers have thrown out a contract extension offer to Aaron that would guarantee that he finishes his career in Green Bay. But in his world, has that ship already sailed? And if it has, the blame will fall to Aaron Rodgers at a greater extent for Packers fans than it does the organization.
See, but they're not to the point of good riddance. To me, that's a whole different thing. If they're like, oh, we're tired of this, we're sick of Aaron Rodgers, he can leave. They're not that far gone.
No, I don't think. Okay. I don't think they are. I maintain this with very little hesitancy that the best case for the Green Bay Packers and for Aaron Rodgers and the best opportunity for either both in this case to win a Super Bowl is to have Aaron Rodgers stay in Green Bay. I don't. Rodgers might look at what Brady was able to do and say, I want that. I want the ability to be able to sign some guys that I want them to sign and be treated that way. But I think his best chance to win a Super Bowl is with the 2021 Green Bay Packers.
You know, we had Charlie Casterly on, a former, of course, NFL executive. He works for the NFL Network. And he said most of the time, this stuff comes down to money. And I seem to feel that way with I'm with Charlie on this. This just can't be over a riff with a general manager. You might not like him, and I get all that. Guys have had to, you know, deal with people. You know, we all have worked with people we don't particularly like. It doesn't mean I can't get my job done. Where are you on this whole idea that just the idea that, you know, they did pay him the money up front, but all that money's gone, the guaranteed money. He just came off probably his best season or second best season ever in his career. And the notion that, you know, he wants to be cashed out.
Rob, I think there are two things at play. And I think the contract and money is third on the list.
Okay.
Here's what I think happened. I think that the Packers thought Aaron Rodgers had put together in 18 and 19 two good seasons. I think he threw for 25 and 26 touchdowns respectively. Good by many standards, but not really good by Aaron Rodgers' standards. And I think they wondered if he was ever going to get back to having big numbers. So they went ahead and they saw a guy that they liked. Now, some people are going to say he's a project. Whatever. I don't think they drafted a project. I think they drafted Jordan Love because they like him a lot. And then Rodgers, very upset by that move, Rodgers throws up, I think you can argue that it's his best season ever.
Right. It's very, I think his quarterback rating, right, was higher. Was that
was
the only
higher.
Thing? Yeah, that and the other season, that was it, other than that. Right.
And then I think the other shoe dropped. I think the season ended in that NFC Championship game against Tampa, and David Dunn, his agent, came to the Packers at some point in the week or two that followed and said, okay, can we dispense with the Jordan Love nonsense and let's sign an extension?
Yep.
We don't need a lot more money, but let's sign an extension that says Aaron's going to be your quarterback. And when they said no, I think that's when everything broke apart.
I think you're spot on there. I think once his people, reach out to the Packers organization and they push back, I want to tell a very similar story. That's what made Barry Sanders quit in Detroit. Barry Sanders approached the Lions about a new contract. And the Lions pushed back and said that they weren't going to. You know what I mean? Even discuss a contract. That's the behind-the-scenes story that I've always heard on why Barry Sanders quit the Lions. Not because they were losing or not because of he wasn't happy with his teammates. You know what I mean?
They got pushed back.
Yes.
Just quickly, Mike, we got a minute for your answer. So is it fire Brian Gutekunst and Aaron will be okay, or is it fire Brian Gutekunst and give him whoever comes in to replace him, they give him the contract extension that he wants, and Aaron's okay?
I think Aaron's not coming back without a contract extension, and he said no to it, so I think both things have to happen. I think he would have to have Gutekunst moved into a different role, and he would have to have the contract extension, or this is not going to happen in Green Bay, and then they're going to talk to the Denver Broncos and the Las Vegas Raiders to figure out how they make this work. Worst-case scenario, and I can't believe this would happen, both sides get stuck in this staring contest. And the Packers said, hey, we're not going to trade you. You're under contract. And Rodgers says, I'm not coming.
Well, he has to give back a lot of money.
And if that happens, everybody loses.
Who would blink, you think?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I was going to say, last thing, if I was working at your station in Madison, Wisconsin, I would be calling the general manager. What a name, my God. Can you have a worse name to have to be
Goody.
Able to pronounce?
You got to call him Goody.
You know what I mean? Right, I'd have to call him
You know what
nickname.
I'd be doing? Bye, Goody. Bye.
Well,
all right,
I think the quarterback was calling him Jerry Krause.
Yes.
All right. Mike Heller,
Mike,
Fox
always.
Sports 1070. Great stuff, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for having me on.
Yep. More iCouple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are blessed, folks. Count them. Count your blessings. It's the iCouple on the Worship Wednesday coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, I think a team that's counting their blessings, or should be, is the Houston Astros. Rob Parker, I've told you, and I stand by this. Baseball should. I know the ship has sailed. There's no doubt about that. But baseball should have vacated that championship for the Astros. They might not be going through what they're going through now. And look, you're big boys. You can handle a little bit of booing, a few jeers, some name calling. But they still are viewed and recorded, Rob, as champions. That's what I don't like. They're still recorded as champions.
Yeah, but people will have the right to acknowledge or I think it doesn't have the same weight. Those guys might have won the championship, Chris, but there's no way they feel the same way about it. Even if you're an Astros fan, you feel like you've been cheated. Like the one thing that they had to be able to feel good about their team. There's always question marks, you know? I just think that it's tarnished even though they have it. Would you agree with that? It's tarnished. It is.
Okay, there's degrees of tarnishing, though.
Is there?
I mean, yeah.
Either you're tarnished or you're not. I don't know about degrees.
Depending on what, like, they're still recorded in history as champions.
Wait a minute, let me ask you this real quick. If you rob a bank and take $1 million, or you take $5 out of your grandmother's purse when she's not looking, are you a thief in both cases?
Yes.
Okay, you're a thief. Doesn't matter how much money you steal, you're a thief. And
yeah,
in their cases, they cheated.
Away,
they,
right?
They're cheaters, and everybody knows it, Chris. It's been proven.
But they got to keep $1 million. That's the thing. And I get it. They're okay. We look at them. They're cheaters. Blah blah.
Nobody
blah.
Looks.
But they
nobody
got to keep the
$1 million. Nobody gets. I get it. But nobody feels good about that championship. I'm telling you. Like.
Are you sure Astros fans
like
don't feel good about it?
I don't know. If I were a fan, there's no way I would feel good about something like that. This wasn't like feeling bad because your team got a lucky break, Chris, or there was an error, a big error. Or, you know what I mean, or their star player got hurt during the series. I'm not going to cry over that. That happens.
No.
But to feel like the team that I was invested in, watched every game, they finally brought a championship to Houston, you know what I mean, in baseball, and now everybody thumbs their nose at it. And every stadium they go to now, Chris. I mean, Dusty Baker said last night at Yankee Stadium, Rob G, did we find out how many people were actually at Yankee Stadium?
18,000.
18,000, he said it sounded like a packed house, like it was a sellout. That's how loud the crowd was booing them and hurling profanity, Chris. It was ugly. It was definitely a Bronx crowd.
Yeah, so what do you make of, what'd you think about it? I mean, I'm fine with it. As long as it doesn't get violent, as long as you're not throwing
racist
things that could hurt the players, right? Racist. Yep. Like, you know, batteries or something like that.
Nah, I'm right.
I'm fine with it. Yeah, I'm fine with the little balloon trash cans.
Yes.
Inflated. Yeah, that's fine. They can't hurt anybody.
You ain't throwing a crash can. And the other thing is, the Astros, they got lucky last year, Chris. They were going to get their medicine, right? No fans because of COVID. So now you got to take your medicine, dude. Just take your medicine and keep playing. That's all you can do.
I don't want to hear any complaining from them.
No.
You know, and you're right. Like, they did get a pass last year.
They got a pass.
And they actually played well in the playoffs. You know, they kind of made
A's.
You think,
they knocked up the A's in the first round?
Yeah. Yeah, they look good. So, but, yeah, now it's coming back to haunt them. And it just was put off. But I don't want to hear any complaining from any of these guys. All right, this is what you get. And I don't even care if they're thinking, Rob, if their justification is, man, half the teams in the league are doing it. We just got caught. Fine, you still cheated, right? Like you said,
and they got busted. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It ain't like they're suspected of cheating. They did the report. They did the investigation. Yes, they cheated.
To me, they still got off easy, Rob. They still got off because in history, they're going to be viewed as champions. So, all right, it's 2 hours left of the iCouple. You know what to do, folks. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio. It's Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. We got Eddie House. We got Shop Talk. We got fun right here, iCouple.